Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Our comprehensive Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist will take the guesswork out of what you'll need to finally get your Airbnb off the ground. You'll have the confidence to do that thing you've always wanted to do. Get started today sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me, and that's for F-O-R, and signing up for your free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy today. Now on to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We love having you come back each and every week. And if you're new to listening in on our podcast, we thank you so much. We can't do what we want to do without listeners like you spreading the good word of sharing your space and living your dream. And in that effort, we do something that we call hashtag STR Share Sunday. We say Sunday because that's when we take our opportunity on our Instagram account to share those of you who use our hashtag as a means to get your property, your Airbnb, your short-term rental out there into the world. And so we thank you for using the hashtag. We are following it closely. And that always IMs me when and someone new uses our hashtag because we're just so excited to see you on the platform doing your thing. So this week, who are we sharing, Annette?
This week, we are sharing at the Pond House. And it is underscore the Pond House, T-H-E-P-O-N-D-H-O-U-S-E. And it is hosted by Sharon and Tony. And they are in Irwin, Tennessee. And it is in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
So pretty.
Their own piece of private oasis. It sits on 6 acres. I'm already jealous and want to go there for sure. They have a hot tub. I always like to tell our listeners about that. And they say the hot tub for some stargazing. That's really, they're selling me there.
That's so good. Like that copy is so good to say like, yes, there's a hot tub, but what is it for? I mean, we all know what it's for, but to like really put your mind there before you press that purchase button on any website, like you need to be brought there and be convinced that this is the place to stay in this area over any other location. So kudos there.
Mm-hmm. Their dog Tess will greet you. I like that they just mentioned that in the copy. So everybody's aware there is a family pet on site. I'm going to let you know, they have a composting toilet. So they put that there.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, if you have something like that, make sure to put that out there for everybody.
So obviously they consider branding to be important because they have an Instagram account outside of their Airbnb account, which is amazing and brilliant. But they also have, so they call themselves the Pond House, and they have a logo that is in their kitchen over their floating shelves. You'll have to go on Instagram and check it out. It's very simple. It's a big black circle with the letters P and H kind of carved out. And it's just a way for them to brand themselves. They are a business. They are the Pond House business. And I just love that they're taking themselves that seriously. You can tell that they're going to be profitable and in business for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So you guys give them a heart on the Airbnb app.
Yes.
Give them some likes on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks super cozy and it's right on the pond. It's right on their property. Let's hashtag sponsored sleepover Pond House. Yeah. Let us know.
If you want to be on the podcast.
Yes.
Come
so
out.
Good. And I know, I see they have these they offer really nice plush robes. Those look really nice.
No,
and their sliding barn door. Really amazing. So thank you for using our hashtag and go check them out, you guys. It's really awesome. Again, share your space, live your dream. This is how we do it. We have to share each other's locations so we can all visit.
Yes, there we go. All right. So Annette, we got to get going into today's episode. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this topic a ton. We have yet to have a professional on. And so I am really excited about this because, so we're going to talk about photography mm-hmm. and how important it is. And we say it all the time, but not, it's unlike real estate where yes, the photos draw in the potential buyer, but then oftentimes those potential buyers, because it's such a large purchase, are going to go and visit physically right. the property. That's not happening here.
No.
This is your only opportunity. Your only
besides your copy and your listing, the photos are the only other thing that is going to, you know, be your marketing
right.
out there.
And, so it's important you get it right.
Right. So without further ado, let's welcome our guest. We have Matthew Garski on today. You guys follow him on Instagram too.
His feed is beautiful.
Yes. It is at Matthew Garski. It's G-A-R-S-K-Y. Lots of real estate photography there. It is amazing. Give him a follow also. Welcome to the show, Matthew.
What's up, guys?
Hello. I'm going to give our listeners a little bit of background really quick. Matthew and I met. He was the photographer actually for the real estate developer that I started my Airbnb journey with. And so Matt and I have known each other for a couple of years, and he has been photographing Airbnb properties alongside me for a while, and actually every single one that I've done, right, Matt?
Yeah.
And with that, I think I might have nudged you to get a little heavier into the Airbnb photography, right? Like you really need to do more. He is awesome. So Matt, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit just about yourself and in getting into photography, but then how you've kind of taken this path to real estate photography and it's become, you know, something very steady for you in your business now. Because we like to talk to our listeners that they might not only be hosts, or maybe they have a friend or family member that's a photographer. We like to let people know how else they can get involved in the short-term rental / Airbnb community that isn't just hosting. So take us through your photography and your short-term rental experience.
Yeah. It started about, too long ago.
I was going to say, I like the pause. It means you can't even remember. You've been doing so many for so long.
Yeah, no, I think it started about 4 or 5 years ago, really just taking photography kind of seriously. And then I got a position with the local developer and kind of took me on as a photographer. And so I knew how to take photos, but taking interior photos was kind of like a brand new thing, and learning to shoot on a tripod and learning the best settings for interior photography. And through the past 3 years, I really learned how to like do interior photography, and shoot all the listings for the company. And that kind of like, I never really had a desire really for, you know, real estate or architecture, but it kind of formed through these years. And, you know, like Annette said, like it wasn't her, it was her that kind of like was like, hey, you're doing photography for them. Can you shoot my Airbnbs? And I was like, yeah, that'd be sweet. Because from the standpoint of the management team, we were, you know, trying to lease units, and shooting Airbnb is like a different perspective because you're trying to invite people into a home, into a place. And I really enjoy that side of photography where it's like, it's more of a detail oriented shoot instead of like, here's four walls and you're trying to get someone to pre-imagine, you know, what this space or place would look like, you know, with their things in it. It's like, no, here's a place laid out with furniture, with, you know, knickknacks and stuff like that. And it gives it a home vibe. It's like Airbnb's really fine-tuned my photography skill to kind of detail orient my shoots now, where it's like, oh, you have this base on this table, you know, and that looks well with this chandelier. And like, you know, this room welcomes you into this other room and things like that. So, you know, through the past, I've been working with Airbnb now for almost a year. And there's a, I don't know how far you want me to go, like, cause, and how many other questions you have.
Yeah, no, let's talk to them about you, you know, obviously you're doing the real estate, but let's talk to them about, you know, you doing Airbnbs kind of, you know, like helping me and then that transitioning into actually working with Airbnb. I don't know if a lot of people understand that you can, as a professional photographer, get hired by Airbnb to photograph those properties and they have those standards in place. So can you walk us through what that application looks like, or do they reach out to you? And then is there a test that you have to take? Are you an employee? Are you a 1099? Like, tell us, like, walk us through that.
If, yeah. Imagine a listener right now might be a photographer and they're like, wait, this sounds cool. So what would you say to that listener who wants to be a photographer for Airbnb in their local area?
So there was kind of like a process that I had to go through, and they were, for my instance, like, they were reaching out in our local Columbus area for the, you know, Airbnb photographers. And they kind of like had me send in a test shoot and kind of see what I could do, where my skill set was. And I had a lot of experience shooting spaces. So I was like, this was like easy for me. And I already had all the tools. So if you're looking to get into it, there's a certain requirement that they're going to have you get a certain megapixel camera, a wide angle lens, a 50 millimeter, something to shoot detail with. And then they have a certain curated style, you know, where they give me a PDF when I started, and they're like, you know, read over this. This is kind of like how we edit the certain lighting we like, our attention to detail, and certain heights of the camera. Just all these factors that played into it. And, you know, I was super nervous at first because I have no idea what they're expecting of me in that sense. And I'm more of a perfectionist. So like, to me, if it wasn't perfect, then I kind of was like, I hope they like this. And I really learned like, all right, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. Just kind of, you know, read through this PDF display, this, list of things of requirements and things. And I oftentimes overshoot and like shoot more photos than I need to, but I'd rather do that than not have enough shots and paid enough detail or paid enough attention to detail than kind of miss something. And one thing I have like received from hosts that they're like, you know, we appreciate your attention to detail and it might take a little bit longer, but like, we know that the product's going to be good. And so I kind of like prided myself on that, of like
going above and beyond.
Yeah, going above and beyond, because, you know, Airbnb is like, you know, make sure you're doing your best because the host deserves their best. And so I kind of like pride myself in that, like, I'm going to give you a good product and I know what the qualifications are and I know what's required of me. So I'm going to give that.
Matt, can you remember what on that PDF, so on that sheet that Airbnb provided you with things to think mm-hmm. about for your submission, what were some things, because you had been doing interiors for a long time prior to this, what were some things that you were like, whoa, that's a really interesting strategy, or that's something I never tried before, that's really cool, and ended up working out and looking and having your interior photos look better or feel better or perform well on websites like Airbnb? What were some of those little things that they had you do that you hadn't been doing up to that point?
I think the biggest thing was shooting with all the lights off. I would, you know, before that I would shoot with all the lights on and then try to work with like different hues from the natural light and then the incandescent lights. So, and I don't shoot with flash. Airbnb, they don't allow us to shoot with flash. And that's where they kind of like have a hard time hiring real estate photographers because real estate photographers shoot with flash. And, you know, we're not doing as much of like, they call window pools, where like you see outside, you're inside the house, but you see outside. They'd rather it kind of like look more natural.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been the biggest thing for me is like, and that was a nerve wracking thing. I was like, how much light do you want in here? Cause they're like, we want it to look as realistic as possible. You know, when you walk into, you know, this Airbnb, what's the natural light coming in look like? And so like just fine tuning my eye in that sense of learning how to shoot with like the lights off and trusting my camera that I can in post correct the lighting. Cause sometimes you're like, it's way too dark, but when I get into Lightroom, I'm able to lighten that up and there's no like grain. Cause I've always shot in HDR. That was another thing is they have a shoot in HDR, which is taking three different exposures and combining them in Lightroom. Mm-hmm. And so by trusting my camera, I've been able to provide that product of like, okay, this looks exactly like what's on Airbnb's website. And I can be confident that when I go and shoot and, you know, the host is like, are you serious? You're going to shoot with all the lights off? And we'd be like, yeah, like, trust me, this is going to look good. So that was a process too.
Talk to us about I love how you said it's not just about shooting the four walls. What are some great shots our hosts can ask their professional photographers to grab, or if they're hobbyists and have all the right equipment, what are some shots of amenities or the beds or the couch that you kind of are your staples, your go-tos? Like, do you like getting like soft pictures of like the pillows? Do you ever like ruffle up the bed sheets and make it look like someone just got out of the bed, but like in a good way? What are some creative shots that you might advise listeners to make sure they get for their listings because it just looks really good?
I would say I'm all about like the angles. Like if you get a good straight on shot of things, like whether it's a photo on the wall, my inspiration is like Wes Anderson films where like every shot is lined up to the T, and kind of that's kind of like the way just I shoot. I can be overcorrect on things, but I'd rather be overcorrect and kind of look have my lines in the photos off. So when it comes to like details, that's a little bit, I don't worry about the lines as much, but really accenting some of the amenities is key because you're also, it's kind of like you're playing with words in your photo of like, here's what this host offers and how can I show that but incorporate the whole picture, you know, or the whole room. You know, there's this one shot that I took earlier this year of this piano, and the piano is in focus, but like the dining room table chair is out of focus. And so you can kind of see the depth of the room, but also the piano and kind of like, because that was the most unique part of that room was like, oh, there's a stand-up piano in this that the guests can play with. Paying attention to the detail of like, where's my, you know, in photography, they talk about the thirds, shooting and lining things up.
How many Airbnb properties have you photographed now, roughly?
Probably around 50. I know it doesn't sound a lot, like a lot, but like it's a growing number too. Like,
yeah. Well, no, that's basically one a week for a year. So out of all those properties, what is something like, you know, you're in there, you're basically getting the guest, you know, you're at least getting the check-in experience of like, whoa, this is awesome. What's something that you see over and over again that people are either getting right or getting wrong? Or like, what's kind of like, what's something that you're seeing out there that you're like, that's impressive? Or why are people doing that? Like, help our hosts out a little, just because you've seen so many properties. Do you have some advice for them?
And I thought of this question before our interview, because I was like, I do want to make people know or aware of like, you can stage your Airbnb too much. It looks too much like you're just trying to make money. And like, you know, this is your side hustle and you're just trying to make money. I feel like the more homier it is, the more unique, like that's what really wows me and gets me excited about shoots, because it's more of a personal place than just like, I, you know, own this condo and through IKEA furniture, you know, it might look good, but it's also like
stale.
You know, this is like a hotel, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. This is the same across the board. Like, So from a like, make it personal, like a friend of mine who does an Airbnb, like, you know, he goes to thrift stores and like finds really unique pieces of art and like just tries to go out there like and make more of a themed experience with the places that he hosts. But yeah, I think that's like the biggest one because
I love that.
You know, because everyone provides coffee. Everyone, you know, has these certain amenities that's like standard. But then there's that feel of like, okay, this is just a renovated house, you know.
Right. Run of the mill.
For short term rental, yeah.
Matt, walk us through the process that, at least in your experience, and I can then fill it in from the host side if you're not sure, but walk us through the process of a host reaching out to you as an Airbnb approved photographer. So I'll get us started here, but listeners, if you are listing a property, oftentimes Airbnb is actually very good at giving you a button on your listing that says, even if you've hired a professional photographer to take the photos, they kind of say, you should try professional photography. Click this button and we'll connect you with, you know, an Airbnb approved photographer, you know, today. And so if you click it, you kind of fill out your information. And then Matt, I believe that gets then sent on to you because you are, at least for our area, the Airbnb approved photographer. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
And so then what happens? So then do you reach back out to the host or does Airbnb take care of all that? And then you just meet the host the day of the shoot?
Yeah. So once you request photos, then it goes into my queue and I can accept or decline. And at first I thought there was another photographer, but I was like, oh, I'll decline this one. Let someone else do it. And then realized like it never got done.
You're the be-all and end-all in Columbus, Ohio. I like that. Okay.
You know what I mean? I think that it, because I was like, I don't know if there's someone else. And then if people would ask me, I was like, I'm pretty sure they would come to me. And then I tried it one time during a shoot because this guy, he split up his house into three listings. And so I got the two listings, but he was like, oh, I wanted you to shoot this other one. That was the one I really needed photos for. And then I was like, if you request photos for that, I'm pretty sure it's going to come to me. And while I was in the shooting the other two, like I got his request for that one. And I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure now I'm the only photographer in Columbus.
That's great for you. Yeah.
Listeners, I do want to let you know, like Columbus, we did not have photographer, hence why I used Matt in the beginning, because it was not offered in our area yet. So if you don't have a professional resource that Airbnb directs you to yet, it's probably coming. If it's not coming, you can still reach out. Like Sarah and I said, there's a ton, you know, look on Instagram or just ask friends and family. I'm sure they know a professional photographer that could get in and get those photos taken for you.
And the whole point though, this episode too, and why Annette and I wanted to bring Matt on is, yes, there's several professional photographers in your area, but they have to understand that this is not just your run-of-the-mill real estate photography opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That you've got to figure out a way to get guests to pick your listing over everyone else's in the area. And that the photos are going to play a huge part in that. And give the photographer something to work with. Make it homey. If you just like, I love how you, because I also stage to sell. And so when you stage to sell, you don't want to put too many knickknacks in there and crazy things. You want to give function to the room, make it feel more like a home, but it's this fine line. With Airbnbs, you can cross that line, make it a home. You want to, you know, make sure it's still safe and not putting too much in there where it's a safety hazard, or makes your turnover team absolutely bonkers because they have to dust all the things. But here's your opportunity to give the photographer something to help you sell and share. And I mean that in a good way. I love how you said that. It's got to be more than a hotel. It's got to be more special than your run of the mill hotels or staged properties. So then, Matt, once you take those pictures for the host who hired you through Airbnb, do you then upload the photo? Do the photos get uploaded to their profile automatically or their listing automatically, or do you send it directly to the host?
After I do the shoot, they have me turn around the photos within about 2 days, and then I upload them to their listing. And then Airbnb has like people in like San Francisco or whatever verifying like, all right, this is this property, you know, these are the correct photos. And they just kind of like stylize it and then they'll rearrange it. Because I think Airbnb just, their last update was they have 5 photos on your listing on your, like your front page.
Uh-huh.
And so they kind of have us kind of take the 5 best photos and put those as the first 5. If not, they'll do it, which they look really good. This last one I shot, I was like, okay, I see how they utilize my shots and, you know, put the best 5 that kind of showcase living room, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom kind of thing. So you kind of give your audience like, oh, here's the best 5. Here's what the general look of my Airbnb looks like. So within, they say up to a month that they were like, they accept the photos, but it's typically faster than that, but they'll just pop on your listing. And then I think they notify you, emailing that like, oh, your photos are available.
Gotcha.
And then you kind of, as the host, you get kind of the option of like, okay, I can add and delete, move around and stuff your photos after that.
So it sounds like as a host, you probably should have a few photos up already, then reach out to the Airbnb photographer to help you round them out. Is that kind of how you would recommend hosts to do it, Matt? Or can they hire you before their listing is live?
No, they would have to like at least put a few up.
Right.
Because some people have shop where they have, you know, put up a few iPhone photos. And that's great for me to kind of visually get in there before I get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I'm working with.
True.
Too. But I mean, you could have no photos and then I'll come and shoot and then upload them. But I don't know how well your listing would do without any photos.
Right. Don't do that. Yeah.
I wonder if you're even allowed to list if there isn't a photo.
I don't, actually, that's a good question, but I do. That's why I wanted to ask Matt and bring it up on the call today, because I believe before, like you can't, I don't know why, but you can't preemptively like get the photographer before right. you make it live.
Gotcha.
It has to kind of be live
for them to then,
yeah.
Matt, do you do headshots of the host at all? Is that part of the package?
For their profile picture?
For their profile
picture?
Could you do that?
Yeah, so that's kind of one of the cool things. Airbnb wants to implement more of a personal experience with the host, with the guest. And so I do, in the photography package, I'll offer like, hey, do you want a headshot like of you in your home? You know, whether you're, and Airbnb gives kind of like, because they're West Coast based, an example of someone out on the front porch, like waxing their board, you know,
right.
something like that kind of makes it personal to your space. Like, I don't know, I did a couple and they were sitting at their dining room table.
Oh, cool.
Not a lot of people, you know, accept that, but like, or want their headshot.
Listeners, you should though. You should absolutely. If you have a professional photographer in your house, let them do that. I think that's our message right now. Get that photo taken for sure.
Yeah, I think it, because it gives that visual. It's not just your profile photo on your listing. This is more of like, okay, here's our home and we're welcoming you in. You know, I think that's really important.
Matt, something I really am passionate about doing this year, and so I'd love to hear your feedback on it. In addition to that, I want to do more of putting either influencers or just like quote unquote, you know, models or anyone who's comfortable in front of the camera into my spaces. And maybe we don't focus on who they are and like we don't maybe make out their face, but just to see someone like cuddle up on a couch with a book, you know, in Columbus, Ohio, we have a lot of gray skies, we have a lot of rain, but like if I can sell it, like here's a glass of red wine next to this person, they're cuddled up on a couch looking outside and they're reading a book, that might be another way for me to sell my property, you know, during these months of it's okay to stay inside and to enjoy that. So almost like lifestyle shots with humans in them in the listing. Is that something that has Airbnb commented on that at all? / do you think that's a good idea? / am I late to the game and this is already being done all over the place?
They haven't. They released the new like style PDF, what I was talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the year. And I haven't really seen anything pertaining to like live models, because I do know that makes it a lot more personal, and it kind of gives people that visual.
Right.
Like, here's what I could be doing here,
mm-hmm.
you know. And like one of my, it's kind of like a side note, but like one of my favorite photographers, Julius,
okay.
Julius, Shulman.
Okay, well, we'll make sure and to put him in the show notes too.
He shot like, oh yeah, he shot like, well, LA was like up and coming with all the mid-century architecture, and he would use a lot of like extras, just people in the shot, people by the pool, you know, people on the couch sitting there reading something. And I think that would be really, really important to add to your listing. Like, and I don't know if that's like maybe something I, in addition to me coming out, like there's some, I don't even know how that would work, but, I think that's a great idea because it really shows like a human, it shows a scale in a home, you know, I don't know. You got me thinking now.
Yeah. Wait, Matt, let's partner up. Let's do this.
Well, and I think too, listeners, if you don't use those photos per se in your listing photos, they would be great additions to your Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. So if you highlight your Instagram feed in your listing bio, then that's probably a place where you can do a lot of work there. Like let's say your property has a hashtag, you can start using other people's photos that have stayed there to highlight them in your Instagram post. So I think Sarah's idea is amazing. That way it could be used in two different places, either on the listing or really deep dive
on your website. As your hero image.
Yeah.
We want you to get to a point, even if you're a one-person show, one space show. Matt, is there anything we haven't asked you about that you'd like to share with our listeners about short-term rental photography practices?
I think there's this kind of side note. I want to experiment more on it. And I think it could be easier for people. Like it kind of puts me out of a job, but like, you know, iPhone just released their, you know, and Android, they have the wide angle lenses on their phones. I don't have an iPhone 11 yet, but I would love to experiment with a wide angle lens on my phone and see if I could get, you know, not the same quality as my DSLR, but something that I could use in a temporary place, you know, for listings. So like, you know, if you don't have like one of the newer phones, you can also go with Moment lenses. They're like a mobile lens company.
Okay.
And I really want to do some experimenting because I think we could shoot a listing and, you know, you can take a good iPhone photo. I started on iPhones. Like that's how my photography interest started. And so I know I can take a good photo on an iPhone, but I want to use a wide angle lens and really like utilize that in a shoot. So I think from, you know, anyone listening out there, like if you have enough motivation and you're like, I want to shoot myself, like I would try the mobile route instead of like going full, you know, DSLR or mirrorless camera to buy a wide angle lens and all this stuff, because it is an investment in itself. Like, and if you're not fully interested in going down that road, like there is a mobile way of doing it.
I love that.
And because you can get Lightroom mobile on your phone, and I use it for my, when I shoot with my iPhone, like to correct my lines. And it's just all the same implications of like the desktop version, but on the mobile that you can use. So I would really like, you know, if you're really wanting to shoot and you're like, I don't want to pay for professional right now, like I know the lens is like, the Moment lens is like a 120, but it's like, it's the best mobile lens you can get out that's out there right now.
And maybe
and utilize it yourself.
Does this, I mean, I just don't know. Matt, is that actually a lens that like attaches to your iPhone
or is it built in?
What, when you say mobile lens, help us out. Yeah, help us non-photographers out.
Yeah, no, it's actually a phone case. So like you get a phone case, they sell them for all the newer phones. I have one on my phone right now. It's a 7 Plus.
Okay.
And it's literally a lens that you just twist and turn on your case. And it gives you, they have telephoto, they have wide angle, and a macro lens. And they're constantly updating their stuff to like better improve the quality of it. But they've been the forerunners of like mobile photography when it comes to lenses.
Matt, will you DM me that link on Instagram and we'll share it with our listeners in our show notes. Because I don't want to share the wrong.
Because what's interesting here is Sarah and I kind of
always say, don't shoot anything on your iPhone. But it's probably because
I don't trust anybody.
Sarah and I aren't photographers.
I don't trust myself.
Have the moment lens.
And I have no artistic skills.
But I think what Matt just said, if you're not willing, even if you're shooting things on your iPhone, there's still a financial investment that needs to be made. And so if you can invest in someone else helping you, that's where I would go.
And I don't know if I mentioned this, listeners, but if you do work with an Airbnb approved photographer like Matthew Garski here, and I believe it's the same way, you will pay for that photographer out of your first few bookings, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of nice. It's not out of your pocket up front.
Right.
You're not investing in it up front in terms of like, if the funds that don't exist yet from your short-term rentals not being open, they'll take it out of your reservations. So I get that. And I don't want to be insensitive to someone who's out there doing the thing, being scrappy, taking their own photos and getting them up on Airbnb. I think that's wonderful. And you might find a talent and a hobby that you didn't know you had. Or maybe you do know you have and you're like, Sarah, I got this. Stop trying to tell me not to do things. But I will say how important it is. So if you try it, you're not proud of the product that you took and uploaded, support your local artists, your local photographers, and share with them all the points that Matt shared with us today on this podcast episode about, if they're an Airbnb approved photographer, they will already have all these practices shared with them, but shooting with the light off, making it look as realistic as possible. And I think, I can't tell you how many times I get reviews from guests who say, it looked just like it did on the platform. And the fact that that's surprising to them is interesting to me, because especially in real estate photography, sometimes you see those spaces and they look so fishbowly, right? And then you walk into the property and it's much smaller than you anticipated, or they do the virtual staging where they shove in this big sectional that would never fit in there in real life. So guests don't have the opportunity to vet these properties in real life. Let's do them a favor, make them as realistic as possible so they know what they're buying, and they will, the more you get a guest who already loves what they're buying and they stay and they love what they, and they are confirmed they love what they bought, the more you'll have raving fans who will come back and visit you again and again and again. So Matt, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today and for being a part of the Airbnb and the short-term rental industry. What you do is so important for hosts and helping them welcome people into our city and helping them make money on their real estate investments. And you are really the bridge between guests and hosts. And and I just want to thank you for the work that you do and your passion. Definitely everyone listen to or go check out him on Instagram.
His feed
is gorgeous. So
it's really good. And that'll be a thank you for all the tips that he gave today.
Yes, yes.
And then that's where you can reach him too. If you have any questions, shoot him a DM.
Absolutely. Matt, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you guys so much. It's been a pleasure. And I'm excited to partner with you guys so far and excited to see where you guys go.
Well, yeah, you'll be our preferred photographer at all the properties that Sarah and I buy together.
You're like the highest of the highest. Thanks for visiting approved, Airbnb approved.
And one last side note before we let Matt go. If you are a photographer out there, Matt was hesitant. I remember having this discussion with you, Matt. It was a lot for him to get started with Airbnb. There was a lot of work that had to be done. And I remember our first conversation, it was just a lot, but I think it's been well worth it since he went through and actually buckled down and did that. So if you are a photographer out there,
is looking for a way to expand their business or be in a niche that's not yet as common as wedding photography or real estate photography. This is different.
Or be that person in your town. If Airbnb isn't offering it yet,
reach out to
them. Be the person that's the unofficial short-term rental photographer. Well, Matt, thank you so much. And we look forward to working with you in the future.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right, listeners. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.